Oh my gosh, we're laughing and we haven't even started. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to From the Hip with Dawn Burks and Tawnell Hobbs. I'm contractually obligated to say that, but Tawnell isn't here today because she blew us over from Vegas. Today I have with me from Texas Crimecast podcast, Jen Emily. Yay, Jen.
Hello.
Woo, so glad to have her here because Jen and I kind of do this thing where we talk about everything too, right?
We do. She comes over to my desk. I go to her desk and it's like, blah, blah, blah. Did you watch this? You should watch that.
We should do this. And
we should, yes.
Yeah. So, like, we're going to kick it off with what everyone else is talking about, right? Orlando is still at the front of everybody's minds. I mean, this city has had a horrible time.
It's just one thing after another. Yes. And it's that they've had the trio now. You know, they yes. say it comes in threes. Mm-hmm. And really, any one of these would have been more than enough.
Right. Any one of them. But here, let's dissect them a little bit. Before this poor girl's body was cold, the woman on The Voice, Christine, she was she had been on The Voice. She had a lot of fans.
And she was signing autographs, right?
Right? And this man came to her and just shot her and killed her. Before that, we could even digest the enormity of that because to me, though she wasn't as big as Selena was at the time, she was big enough so that she could be signing autographs. It smacked of that sort of thing to me. So if the next thing had not happened, I think we would still probably be dissecting it a bit.
We really would. And how did he get, you know, that close?
Right.
Were people watching him? Had he been stalking or following? And I think because we've had so much tragedy, it's not that we've forgotten what's happened,
no.
but we haven't really had time to ask all the questions we want to know the answers to.
And those stories are somewhere, but then you have the shootings, of course, which are being called the largest mass shooting in American history. And people are debating back and forth.
Which it's really not.
Right.
I mean, we've had some very horrible things that happened maybe before we started counting.
Right.
I've also heard it referred to as modern history.
Right. I've heard that too. Like, and modern history is like from the 80s, which
yeah.
to me is like, really? I mean, let's check out the modern era of painting. That started way before 1982.
Yes, it did.
I'm just saying. So there are all these people that are raising, you know, throwing a white flag on that, throwing a red flag on that. What did I say? I said white flag, didn't
yeah.
I?
They're not coming in peace. Or hopefully right. they are coming in peace.
Probably
or
not.
Surrender? No.
There have been some inflammatory. You can't post about this on Facebook. I've seen some friends post just go into straight vitriol the moment they post anything. They could not even post an opinion. They could just post a piece that somebody else wrote.
Yeah, that's true. It's there's so much hate.
Yeah.
And you don't want to subject yourself to that.
Right.
But you want to make people try to think. And so
right.
maybe by posting something that someone else wrote, that'll do that. I read this piece the other day, which I tweeted. I didn't put it on Facebook, where this guy, huge guy, more than 6 feet tall, big,
yeah.
big guy. He had been a security guard at some of the gay clubs in Orlando,
mm-hmm.
not at Pulse. And he knew 17 people who were killed.
Wow.
And there was a lot of talk about how it's not, did you know someone? It's how many did you know?
Right.
And this guy, his nickname is Tree because he's so hulking.
He's so, yeah.
And, you know, people made fun of him and teased him because he was big and he'd gotten into trouble as a kid and
mm-hmm.
he'd done this and he'd done that. And he had gotten to know these kids, and they're not kids.
Right.
But, you know, but a lot of them are still kids.
Are still young.
As he's
they're
working
in their
the security
early 20s.
Guard and, you know, he became friends. He said there are 8 of them he considered really close friends, but he knew 17. He would crash at their places mm-hmm. if he needed some place to stay. They hung out. They really were friends. And he was somewhere else, and he came back to Orlando because
yeah.
he just felt like he had to be there for
right.
his family. They were family.
I had not even thought of the fact that people weren't just losing, that a mother just wasn't just losing her son. It was a mother who lost her son who had made another family. So he's got like all of these and all of them are together. So there's one person there this morning, almost everybody who was in that club. And, you know, on a personal level, like deeper than the rest of us. And then I read another story about the cops on the scene after everything was over, walking through the scene, trying to piece it together, the thing that got them the most was the ringing cell phones.
I knew where you were going. I read that too, and it just, as someone who has written a lot about crime and who went to New York after 9/11 to report, that just stopped me, and I was just like, oh my God.
That's how poignant it is that it even stopped someone like you, who, I don't want to say you're used to it, but you kind of have to have a numbness to it
because,
a little bit.
You know, those cops had to know, you know, they know who's on the other end. They know it's mom or dad or grandma or sister or brother or, you know, best friend or
it's boyfriend, what that ring
girlfriend,
means.
Wife, husband. And it's, it's, you know, the heartache that they're going
through. Right. The sound means so much more than just the ring.
Yes.
Yes. And it's, and then we have the alligator that killed the poor little boy. Now, y'all can't see me, but I'm trying to phrase this in a correct manner.
The hands are gesturing. The fingers are like
face. I had my head in my hand in a moment because I think the public shaming of parents needs to stop, period. These things are about the children. But it's sad, in my opinion, that we can even have the camp that is comparing and contrasting the treatment of the parents in this case versus the case where the gorilla dragged the little boy through the water and they killed Harambee. There was one media organization that brought up the criminal record of the father, who wasn't even at the zoo when that happened. The police actually investigated this mother because of the hue and cry on social media. Ricky Gervais, who I can't even bring myself to write about anymore, tweeted that the gorilla would have been better parents than the boy's parents. I'm sorry, your mother, like I am. Kids can get away.
Kids get away, and it's your fear as a parent, and you want to keep them close, but you can't. You also, you don't want to be that helicopter parent.
Right.
They tell you don't be the helicopter parent, but also don't let your kids walk home from the park, and don't do this, and don't do that, and, you know, well, what are you going to do? Are you going to end up in jail because you let your kids walk down the street? Because you let them walk, you know, I don't know how many feet this kid
was. Are you going to lose your kids for a couple of weeks because you let them walk home from the park down the street?
You know, who didn't get lost as a kid in the department store, the grocery store, and, you know, because you're playing and you don't want to be shopping with mom.
Honey, I got lost in the middle of the ocean in Miami one time.
So, you know.
And nobody, I don't think anybody came. You know, what the police came to do that time? They came to help.
Yeah.
They didn't come to investigate my mother. They came to help.
But you know what? When you got lost in the middle of the ocean, we didn't have all these people who you know, this cell phone. This device of a cell phone was,
right.
Like, what is that? I don't
they
even
didn't
know.
Have the, they didn't
there
have
was
the
no
medium.
Twitter. There was no Facebook.
Right.
And we weren't all immediately one big global community of hate to call out parents for doing what every parent does.
Because they're now calling out this parent. Oh, they're saying, I don't know, if something's not right with this because you don't have any injuries and you say you fought with an alligator. But here's the thing. Poor Disney. People are trying not to say because, you know, Disney, I do believe they're like a mob. They're like a mob. You don't want to say anything bad about Disney. But people aren't bringing them to task because they did have signs up saying, you know, no swimming.
Well,
but
no swimming doesn't mean there's an alligator that's going to eat you.
Right. But here's the thing. Because I grew up in Georgia and I go to Florida a lot and went all through my childhood. I know that the saying in Florida is that any standing bit of water, an alligator could be in there. You know, but what they need to, you need to tell families from Nebraska, you can't be playing here at night. Disney was getting ready to show an outdoor screening of a movie, which is why they were there in the first place.
I've been to that, the same resort where this, the Grand Floridian. I walked on that beach. I'm sure I've walked through the water. I remember walking along that beach at night with my parents and my brother. And, you know, you don't know there's alligators in there. I mean, I'm, you know, I'm from Indiana. I've lived in Texas 17 years, but I'm from Indiana. And, you know, you even if you knew there could be an alligator, you know, it's, I don't know that people
you would think
know
it's one,
what can happen.
Right. You would think it's one in a million.
Yeah.
But I mean, there have been so many reports lately of alligators showing up on a golf course or alligators showing up, you know, in someone's backyard. I mean, you hear about that all the time. I follow this blog on a website for a news organization in South Florida, and they have a blog called WTF, but for them it means What the Florida.
Well, there's also, do you follow on Twitter Florida Man?
Yes.
Did you know there's Florida Woman?
No, I did not.
You need to follow the other one.
See,
too.
And then there's another friend of mine who weird things happen in Florida, and especially with wildlife. And I'm going to go back to what I said about Harambe. Wild things do wild things.
They're wild. They're not pets. It's not your pet cat or your pet dog.
Right. You just can't assume that they're going to be friendly. It's not a Disney cartoon. But other than that, the parent shaming is something that just because it happened once, I don't want it to happen. Just because it happened to the mother of that child with the gorilla who ended up dead doesn't mean I want it to happen to this family either, because they suffered enough. They've lost a child here. But it's serious. It's some serious inequities going on there. And people really need to soul search, because you can't pick and choose who you're going to do this to.
You know, I've also seen that parents are posting photos of their own children playing on that beach, wading in the water. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's getting as much pop as the shaming.
Right.
But
it's not.
Kids play there every day. Mm-hmm. Kids walk in that water every day.
So you think that it's okay if you see it happening? I mean, it's a resort, for gosh sake. But I heard something this morning that stopped me dead in my tracks. Since this has happened, they have captured 7 alligators out of that same lagoon.
I know that they euthanized the first 5, and mm-hmm. I'm guessing they did it to the others.
Yes, because there's not a population problem. They're everywhere.
It's Florida.
The reason they hunt them is because there's plenty of them. They're like the closest thing to dinosaurs we have.
I saw this morning that there is actually a blind alligator in Lake Worth here,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to move it to a sanctuary now.
Oh, okay.
So it's been this old blind alligator has been there for probably years. And it's being moved.
And it's just like, you know, we could spend the rest of our time talking about this simply because there's so much about it. But then you go to all of that senseless violence and then the killing. And I know somebody made the comparison that this feels like to them that the woman who cried that the dingo ate her baby or whatever. But
it turned out that didn't really, the dingo did eat her baby.
Well, see, it's
and
one of those.
And for years and years, it was not believed.
Right,
but then
they didn't believe
it
her.
Came out. Right. I can't remember, but the dingo actually did
right.
eat her baby.
So it's like, come on, people. But and because we've got lawmakers getting killed in the street. Did you see that?
Yes. In Britain, right?
In Britain, yeah. She
was shot and stabbed.
She was shot and stabbed in the street because someone didn't believe in what she was talking about.
I don't know what happened to agree to disagree and then use your smarts to try to persuade the other person.
Yes,
and
to have a civilized conversation about it.
And I love to discuss and debate, but mm-hmm. I don't hate you because we disagree. I don't think you're a horrible person. I don't think you're going to hell.
I don't immediately jump on you and vilify you because of a difference of opinion.
But that's what's happening. And I guess it's part of this larger, you know, Twitter,
right,
Facebook, but
just
you know.
Just a reactionary culture. And because you can do it all in a succinct comment. And because you're
mostly
not,
anonymously.
Right. And here's the other thing, too. You don't have to see that person every day. Sometimes I see a comment on Facebook and I think to myself, you wouldn't say that if you were looking at me in my face.
True.
You just wouldn't. When I'm driving around Dallas-Fort Worth, I'm like, say that to my face. Girl, let me tell you about a time that I went to Lord, I'm going ethnic. let me tell you about a time I went to a Michael Bublé concert. That means I was total on chill mode, right? And this dude cuts us off in traffic, shoots the bird at me, and then calls us the N-word. I knew what he didn't know. So I'm like, all right. But I knew what he didn't know. When he made that turn around that corner, that was going to be a red light. I don't do this often, and I probably shouldn't. But I chose that moment to educate him. I got out of the car at the red light and started walking toward his.
You did not.
I did, too. I have witnesses. And I said, say that to my face. And sure enough, not to my face. He wouldn't dare. Rolled up his window, go, 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 telling his friend to leave or whatever. I just wanted to have a discourse. There was no rancor even. I just needed to talk to you and figure out why you wanted to say that to me behind the comfort of your car. But I say that to say this is that people kind of do that online because they can't. They don't even have a fear of running into me.
No.
They're states away.
They're states away. Even if they live in the same city, I mean, you know, it's not like we all run into each other at the general store anymore.
Right, right. Trump is having this problem himself. He's doing it, basically. So now what? He's banning Washington Post?
He's banned the Washington Post. He's Politico. There's several news outlets, several individual people. And you know what?
Yeah.
When politicians do things like that, when they, and city officials or county officials, when mm-hmm. they say either I'm not going to talk to you anymore or you can't be a part of my events, they're not going to stop covering you.
No.
They just are no longer obligated to cover your speeches. And now they can spend all the time investigating.
Right. So he's opened a door here.
You know, while it's, I know the Washington Post doesn't want to be excluded. Mm-hmm. I mean, that Marty Baron has made that clear. Yeah. Now the reporters just have more time.
Well, I've heard that he has put those 20 people who are covering, he's put 20 people on just investigating. They don't have to cover him. They don't have to cover all of his speeches anymore. But now they can investigate everything. And then Donald Trump is like, he's bless his heart, he's asking them to find out more things because he just filed a lawsuit against the chef for a restaurant that's opening.
You're filing depositions. You ask all kinds of questions, and God knows what could come out.
Yes.
But the thing is that I think the people who support Donald Trump, mm-hmm. they're not going to be swayed.
Right. Either way, they're there.
They want the Washington mm-hmm. Post ban. They don't like reporters.
That like gets a cheer from the crowd.
It does. And so, you know, in the end, I don't know what good it's going to do. I guess if there are independent voters or people who haven't made up their mind,
I think we're more concerned with it than maybe the average voter because we start thinking about the press. We're there to keep people honest.
And there's already a lot of concern, like right now in the White House, that Obama mm-hmm. is not as open,
right,
not
I've
as transparent
that.
As he promised he would be mm-hmm. as other commanders in chief, and you know, and Bush before him was not
right.
as transparent as the president. And so
it feels like with each successive term
right.
that it gets harder and harder to
it's
find
harder
out something.
To find, and really, people, it is in your best interest mm-hmm. for you to have information at your disposal.
We ask the questions because we have the access that you don't have. So we ask the questions that you
like, what do you want to
know? What do you want to know?
We'll ask.
Right. And if we know, we'll tell you. And if we don't know, we're going to ask too. And that's the part of, you know, being free journalist or whatever. Honey, this it's so much news today. But
we're very newsy.
I know. It was very newsy.
I mean, it's still from the hip, but
it's very newsy.
Do we need to delve into pop culture,
we
TV,
do.
Movies?
You know, speaking of secrets, no one knows.
Tell me.
No one knows if Real Housewives of Dallas is going to have a second season or not. Or at least no one is saying. I got a non-denial from my contact at the network.
I love non-denial denials because you know what? You could just keep on writing and writing and writing because it's like,
right.
will they or won't they? I don't know.
I don't know.
Another story, right?
Because I just asked them, listen, what do you know about a second season? We don't have any knowledge of that. Like what?
It sounds like you're covering the White House or
right.
something, right?
And then the second time I asked is, we don't know anything about that yet. So that gave me some hope because of yet.
Yet.
But so the Real Housewives of Dallas, they had the season finale this Monday. And Sunday night, they're having their reunion special.
I have to make a little confession. Dear listeners, I've never watched The Real Housewives of anything.
And I bet somewhere Tarnell is cheering.
Woo! it wouldn't right. be that quiet, though. It would be so much louder.
It would be so much louder.
Okay, but wait. Okay, the reunion special. Is mm-hmm. it the Dallas reunion yes. special? Okay, but they just ended. What do they have to reunion about?
No, because, okay, those first 10 episodes were filmed last spring into summer.
Okay, so it's been a year since they've
right.
allegedly been a year since they've
right.
seen each other.
And so they filmed this a couple of weeks ago. I don't know when.
But to the viewers, it hasn't been. It's all fresh.
Exactly. They should have just waited.
Like, okay, I just listened to, it was this panel in Austin okay. from last week from the West Wing.
Okay.
It was like 10 years later reunion.
From ATX.
ATX. It's been 10 years since it went off the air. And, like, that was a reunion. That's a reunion. It's been 10 years since it's been off the air. And
you make a good point, Jan Emily.
I mean, but, you know, anytime I can't. I'm so excited I got to talk about West Wing. My family loves that show. It's a sickness.
Isn't that the one with Dulé Hill on it?
Oh, Dulé Hill.
He's the reason I watched when I watched.
He is on the panel.
Yeah. Okay. I watched a lot of the stuff from ATX. ATX is like a television kind of festival that's in Austin every year, right?
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. And a lot of people were down. They had a lot of reunions. And it was really interesting to see a lot of the reunions that were happening. But I think Jen's right. You need to let this stuff digest a little bit, even for your audience. Let them digest it a little bit. And maybe if I have time to think about it, it's like when somebody releases the complete set DVD set of a show that just went off last week.
Or the greatest hits of someone who's right. had one album. Or the memoir of a 15-year-old girl who is not, I can't remember her name, who won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, Malala?
Yeah, okay, like her yes. memoir, as, you know, who's not very...
I mean,
she's got something to
she's
say.
She's got something to say.
Yes.
'Cause she
I even have the book.
Yeah,
I
she's been through. I got the DVD at my desk if you want to see it. It's pretty good.
Okay.
But anyway, they're having their reunion, and there's lots of, like, repercussions and recriminations and some crying. And so People Magazine... Andy Cohen, who is the host and executive producer, he's like Mr. Bravo or whatever. He hosts the reunions. What Andy Cohen has said is that he finally came out and said they are going to do a Real Housewives All-Stars one of these days, but only after the franchise is on its last legs. And so Leanne Locken of Real Housewives of Dallas is a person that People Magazine is saying, yeah, we want her to be on this. And the reason they want her to be on it, she literally threatened to kill someone. She threatened to kill someone. In episode 9? Yes, in the 9th episode.
See, to me, in my, like, I cried about crime and the courts,
yeah.
I'm like, did she get charged with making a terroristic threat? And
that's what I said when I wrote the recap. I was like, you know, this, you could be charged with, I mean, Christian Bale had to go to court because he yelled too loudly at his mom. And you got Leanne telling, she actually said the quote was, I will slaughter you, I will end you, I will kill you. And she's talking to one of her best friends. And it's like, you could go to jail for that.
You can.
But the best friend is
not for a long time.
Right, not for a long time.
But it's jail.
But what her friends were saying was, well, she didn't mean it that way. What? And then she actually said, when I say kill, doesn't mean the same thing as when you say kill. What? Kill means kill. Anyway, everybody needs to watch the reunion. If you didn't watch the shows, read my recaps. If you don't read my recaps, read my recaps. And watch the reunion, because I need a second season, because it's helping me out.
How is this helping you out?
Huh? Numbers.
Oh.
Website traffic.
People are very into it. Mm-hmm. I see.
The people who...
And you are there to serve.
Yes. I'm here. I'm taking the bullet for everybody. Everybody. And
And recaps are fun.
Recaps are fun.
Even
especially,
if you don't watch the show.
Especially mine. I'm just telling you.
Are you hate watching?
I'm doing all sorts of watching. I'm hate, love, and different watching.
Okay, now I want to talk about a show I really like.
Okay, what?
Okay, Orphan Black.
I've seen it, and I loved it, but my schedule got too full, and I stopped watching.
Okay, it's summertime, less
yeah.
on the air, less, although...
But Orange is the New Black is coming back today.
I know, I'm so psyched. But anyway, Orphan Black, fourth season finale last night. Tatiana Maslany,
yeah.
she, if you don't know, she plays all these different people who are clones.
Right.
And this woman is amazing. She plays people from different countries, different accents. And of course, the the makeup is different. The hair
is
different.
It's like a repertory actor's dream,
but
what she gets to do.
The way, she doesn't even have to speak. You just look at her and the way her face is, you could just tell it's a different person. And I'm watching sometimes and I forget it's the same person.
Right.
I'm like, this woman playing, Crystal, or this woman playing, Helena is awesome. I'm like, oh, wait, it's all Tatiana. I mean,
but
she is going places. I think there's one more season.
Yes, and they approved the fifth and final season.
And I cannot, as much as I love Orphan Black and want it to continue like forever, I can't wait to see what she does next because the woman has talent.
Yeah, she reminds me of those actresses like Meryl Streep and Julianne Moore who just melt into their roles to where it's not even them anymore. Tilda Swinton.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
And not Kate Winslet, the other Kate Blanchett.
Oh, yes.
And Kate Blanchett, because Kate Winslet is always Kate Winslet to me. No shade, Kate, because you good. I know you good. You pretty. I know you pretty, but you always Kate Winslet to me.
She's always got talent, but she's Kate Winslet.
But she's Kate. He's Tom Cruise. Got talent. Always Tom Cruise. It's just a problem some people have. And all that means is that you have true star power. No shade. But we
know. Like other people who disappear into their roles, like Denzel. Okay, the man's got star power.
Yes,
like,
but he disappears.
All over the place, but he disappears.
Well, the thing with Denzel is when he first gets on the screen, you're like, "Oh,
Denzel!"
Right? Mm-hmm. But then Denzel, after about 5 minutes, you forget.
And
it's not him anymore. He's good.
And okay,
Tom Hanks.
Yes, Tom Hanks. Okay. But okay. This really has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
We like that.
I started thinking about Denzel, that you have that reaction.
Yeah.
That's how I get when I hear Morgan Freeman's voice.
Honey, child, sugar pie.
I'm just like, oh, it's Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. Did you see when Waze, the crowdsource app, navigation app, they had him as a voice?
I tried it out and I was in love with his voice because I'm already.
But I hated Waze.
I hated Waze. But I did this one time. I couldn't make a turn.
Right.
And so I had to make a U-turn. Mm-hmm. And Morgan Freeman goes, good job. Let's keep our enemies guessing. And I was just like, I love you, Morgan Freeman. If you could narrate my life, that would be great. Thanks. But it's the same thing. Like when I hear Morgan Freeman's voice, I'm like, oh, Morgan Freeman.
Right, right.
And
he's got a new movie out. Now You See Me Too.
Yes. When I went to see one of the Batman movies with my brother and my husband.
Yes.
Morgan Freeman walks on and I'm sitting between them and they both turn and they look at me like, you can't see my face. But I just, and it's like the same thing with Morgan Freeman. Like I'm all like Morgan Freeman. And then he just starts acting and then
he melts.
He melts if, whatever he's in, if he's playing God, if he is a Western.
Or if he's telling me to let my freak flag fly on a commercial.
Exactly. And
Tommy, you remember that commercial.
What was that?
That was an American Express commercial.
Yes.
And he was talking, what Morgan was doing was he was strolling through a park and narrating the commercial like he does. And then he says, come on, America, let your freak flag fly.
I don't fast forward through Morgan Freeman's commercials.
No, you have to watch Morgan Freeman commercials.
Yes. Okay, I played a little clip from March of the Penguins for my, I have 3-year-old twins.
Oh my God. I was going to bring up March of the Penguins.
Oh, okay.
You're my sister, girl.
So, we watch YouTube clips. We don't actually watch, they don't watch TV yet, which we're getting ready to do, and it's, it's a whole thing. But anyway, aside from that, they hear Morgan Freeman talking, and we're watching the Penguins learning to walk.
Yeah.
And one of my daughters turns to me and goes, who's singing, Mommy? And I said, exactly.
I love it. Because he has a melodious voice.
Oh my God, that was so good.
Him and Reggie Cathy, no one knew how great a voice this guy had. He played the father on that awful Fantastic Four movie that just came out. But he was accepting an Emmy and he starts talking like this and everyone in the place is like, who is this guy?
He's gonna be narrating something soon.
Something soon. It's like, come on. It's just look. Tarnell and I love this show that we want you to start watching. It's called.
Are you talking to me or are you talking to
I'm
the
talking
listeners?
To you.
Oh.
Our listeners watch the haves and the have nots because it's balls to the walls crazy. Can I say that, Tommy? I just did. Girl, John Schneider is on it, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's doing on this show is just beyond all my understanding, but I'm glad he's there. But it's like, it's a nighttime soap opera on mm-hmm. the OWN network. And it's about these two families, one that has and one that has not.
Hmm. Well, and, I was just saying that it's summer. There's less TV yeah. on. Game of Thrones is getting ready to wrap and
you
up.
Yep. You can so binge watch this. In fact, they're starting a marathon on Saturday on the 21st. They're starting a marathon on Saturday where they're going to do every season. I think it's four seasons. And just leading up to the premiere on the 21st. Of course. Tommy's telling me to stop, y'all. But it's always Tommy. But so, and Greenleaf is going to come on the 21st right after. And Greenleaf is on the OWN network, too. And I got to get this picture in because it's awesome. I'm holding up a picture so Jen can see it. Y'all can't see it, but Jen can see
you
it.
You showed me this yes. like a while back.
Yes. And this is about a mega church that has secrets. A mega church run like the mob. Girlfriend, I am so there because my summer TV has to have some salaciousness to it.
You know, I have to wonder what kind of secrets they have because we all know that they're over the years, there's been a lot of secrets that have come out. See, we're back into crime.
We are right back into crime.
Because I don't know if their secrets are criminal.
Uh-huh.
Or they are criminal.
Full 360, y'all. Full 360. But okay, Queen of the South, that was set in, partially set in Dallas and filmed a lot in Dallas, also starts June 23rd. Watch for my stories on GuyLive.com, on the set, on the production, on the stars, and all that stuff. And what's left but to thank Jen Emily of Texas Crime Cast, y'all, for coming to sit with me and shoot from the hip.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime, girlfriend. Bye.
Bye.